From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Secretary quantifies the threat from Islamic State extremists. COM returns to Liberia's capital. I'm Ira Melman reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says the threat posed by Islamic State extremists to global security is, quote, beyond anything we have seen. Hagel, speaking in Washington Thursday, described the militants as more than a traditional terrorist group. He said it is better armed, trained, and bankrolled than any previous militancy. Hagel said they are an imminent threat to every interest we have, whether it is in Iraq or anywhere else. Hagel spoke alongside the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, who described the Islamic State organization as having an apocalyptic end-of-days vision. The general said the group can be defeated, but only if it is engaged in Syria as well as Iraq. He predicted the militancy will only be eradicated once it's rejected by the 20 million disenfranchised people living in the vast regions between Damascus and Baghdad. A tense calm is reported in the West Point area of Liberia's capital, Monrovia, one day after riot police clashed with residents who tried to break a quarantine placed on the area in an attempt to contain the spread of Ebola. At least four people were injured Wednesday when police fired bullets and tear gas to disperse stone-throwing protesters who were upset by the sudden blockade of roads in and out of their neighborhood. A nationwide curfew is in place, all in an effort to halt the spread of the virus. This is VOA News. Two American aid workers infected with the Ebola virus have recovered and left an Atlanta hospital. Bruce Ribner, the medical director of Emory University Hospital's Infectious Disease Unit, said at a news conference Thursday that Dr. Kent Brantley had fully recovered, meaning he was symptom-free for at least 2 days with no virus in his blood system. Brantley and Nancy Wrightbull, who left the same hospital earlier in the week, contracted Ebola in Liberia this month. Brantley gave thanks to his doctors for treating him and to God for sparing his life. Nancy Wrightbull was released from the hospital Tuesday, but had asked that her discharge remain private. Brantley spoke about her.
My dear friend Nancy Wrightbull, upon her release from the hospital, wanted me to share her gratitude for all of the prayers on her behalf. As she walked out of her isolation room, all she could say was, "To God be the glory."
Emory University Hospital's treatment of Brantley and Wrightbull included the experimental drug ZMapp. Ribner had said that these two were the very first to receive the treatment, and doctors do not know whether it helped them, whether it had no effect, or theoretically delayed their recovery. The outgoing UN Human Rights Commissioner, Nabi Pillay, has scolded the UN Security Council for its lack of action on some of the world's most serious crises, saying hundreds of thousands of lives could have been saved through greater council responsiveness.
Known for her outspokenness on topics ranging from the conflict in Syria to gay rights, in her final briefing, Pillay spoke of crises around the world, from the Middle East to Africa to the Ukraine. She said it is first the state's duty to protect its citizens, but when it fails, the UN Security Council must act.
But when governments are unwilling or unable to protect their people, it is the responsibility of the international community, and singularly this council, to intervene and to deploy the range of good offices, support, inducements, and coercion at its disposal to defuse the triggers of conflict.
She said short-term geopolitical concerns and narrowly defined national interests have repeatedly taken priority over ending human suffering. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Ukrainian officials say border guards have begun checking a Russian aid convoy that has been stalled at the border for days, waiting for permission to enter the country. Ukraine's Border Guard Service said Thursday that its troops have begun checking the first vehicles in the 200-truck convoy as they finally begin the process of entering Ukraine. The convoy has been waiting at the border for a series of formal steps to be completed, including inspection by the Red Cross. The Red Cross had waited several days for security guarantees from all sides before approaching the convoy.
That's the latest world news from VOA.